So let's review. The Gemara discusses several contradictions in Pesukim. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami, one pasuk states, Shakai loy mitzenu isagi koyach. Hashem does not show his full strength. However, two other Pesukim state, Gadol Adoneinu v'rav koyach, and Yemincha Hashem nadur b'koyach, indicating that Hashem does show his strength. The Gemara reconciles the two, loy kasha, kam b'shas hadin, kam b'shas melchama. During times of judgment, Hashem does not show his full strength because this would bring destruction to the world. However, during times of war, Hashem does show his full strength to save the Jews from their enemies. Rav Chanina bar Chanina Rami, one pasuk states, Chema Ainli. Hashem does not express anger, while another pasuk states, Noikim Hashem Abal Chema, Hashem does express anger. The Gemara reconciles the two, Loi Kasha Kam B'Yisrael Kam Bo'Ibdi Kichavim. Towards the Yidden, Hashem does not express anger, but toward idol worshippers, Hashem does express anger. Rav Chanina bar Papi says, Tarvayi B'Yisrael, both pasukim refer to the Yidden, and Chema Ainli Shekvar Nishpati. Although Hashem does have anger, Hashem swore that he will not express anger toward the Yidden, as the pasuk continues, Mi'itznei Shali Nishbati Eya Shomer Vishis. The Gemara proceeds with an example of the previously mentioned statement, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Betronim Bri Yosef. Hashem does not treat his creations with undue severity, and they're first given an opportunity to clear themselves. As Rav Alexandri cited pasuk in Zechariah, "B'hoi b'yemahu avakesh lahashmid es kol hagoyim." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Avakesh benigni shalem miyeshlem schus eftem v'mla v'shmidem." Hashem will first try to find merits even for the non-Jews and redeem them, but if they have none, He will punish them without mercy. And Rava brought an example to this from a pasuk in Eve, "Ach loy boy yishlach yadim befidu lahen shavaya." Hashem told the Yidden, "Kishani dan es Yisrael, einani dan oisim ka'ibdi kechavim elani nifer mehen kepidchal tanegaylus." The idol worshippers are punished without mercy, all at once, but the Yidden are punished with mercy gradually, like the chickens that peck slowly at their feet. As Rashi explains, Nifr mehen ma'at ma'at ba'staras panim, lefteisim abenisein kedesh yisku lo'il mabo. Hashem punishes the Yidden gradually to cleanse them of their sins so that they merit the world to come. Or the pasuk teaches, Afila ein yisrael oisin mitzvah lefanei kiyem ma'at, kepidchal tanegaylus shemenachron ba'ashba, ani mitzarfen lechashven gadol. Even if the Yidden only fulfill mitzvahs in small amounts like the chickens who peck in the garbage heap, Hashem will combine their merits until they amass a large amount. Or, the pasuk teaches, B'schar shemeshavim lefaneh ani moshiah oisim. Hashem will save the Yidden in the merit of that they cry out to Hashem. The Gemara proceeds with the contradiction in the following pasukim. Rav Papa Rami, one pasuk states, Kel zoyim b'chol yom. Hashem expresses anger every day, and nevertheless the world holds up. While another pasuk states, Lefnei zame miyamed, who can withstand Hashem's anger? The Gemara reconciles the two, Loi kasha kam b'yachid kam b'tzibur. An individual cannot withstand Hashem's anger, but the public can withstand Hashem's anger. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the previously mentioned pasuk, Kel zoyim b'chol yom. B'kama zame, rega. The kas lasts for 1 second. The inkol bari yechayil l'chav v'neis rega chutz mi bilam arasha. And only Bilam was able to calculate the exact moment of Hashem's anger. As the pasuk states, V'yedea das elyon. Sheha yedea l'chav v'neis rishash HaKadosh Baruch Hu ka'yispa. And the pasuk in Micha states, L'man das tzidkes Hashem. Hashem told the Yidden, Ru'u kamet tzidkes asisi imachem, Shle ka'asti aleichem kolais nayam. You should recognize my goodness to you that I did not become angry in the times of Bilam, because Shem ka'asti aleichem l'nishtar misenein shal Yisrael sarad upalit. Had it become angered, Bilam's curses would have caused the destruction of all the Yidden. The Gemara continues, Emas rasach, B'tlash shoy kamaisi kichav karbalta detan agayla. And this cast occurs after the first 3 hours of the day, when the rooster's crown become completely white, because this is the time that the non-Jewish kings rise, don their crowns, and bow to the sun. The Gemara continues, therefore, Amar Rav Yosef le'litzli inish tzlusa de musafi, b'tlashoy kamaisa de yema, b'yema kama de reshata b'yachad. On Rosh Hashanah, a person should not daven musaf in private during the first 3 hours of the day, because dilma kivin de mafkedina, dilma ma'ayni ba'uvdi b'dachav olay mitchi. Since there is kas during these hours, the Bezen Shamala might scrutinize his deeds, and his prayers will be rejected. And the Gemara qualifies, this concern is only for a yachid, because he has less merits to protect him, but not for a tzibur, the nefishta zechuse. The congregation may daven anytime, because their many merits will protect them. And this concern is only for tefillas musaf, because as Rashi explains, hoil v'zmana kol ha'yoyim, yesh ha'mispal n'oisav ha'bayka v'yesh ma'achran. Since the time for musaf is the whole day, the tzibur might daven later after the yachid, and he will not be protected by the koyach ha'tzibur. But this concern is not for tefillas shachris, even for a yachid, because kivin de'ikat tzibur, de'komatz lo'loi komatzchi. Since there is a zman tefillah, the tzibur also davens early at the same time as the yachid, and he will be protected by the koyach ha'tzibur. And this concern is only on Rosh Hashanah, because Mitech Shumispal Malchis Achreinus B'Sheifaris Mifke Dina Tvei. There's strict judgment during Musaf because he mentions the Pesukim associated with the Yom HaDin. But there's no concern during Musafi Kol HaShana because Hein Shvach V'Sipur Ma'isa. The Tfilas Musaf of all year is praises of Hashem and recitation of the Karbanas. And although in the previous Dab the Gemara says Sholosh Rishonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishev Ba'Isik Ba'Torah, Hashem learns Torah during the first 3 hours, but there's no judgment until later, the Gemara explains, however, either Epoch, first Hashem judges the world and afterward he learns Torah, or La'ilam Lay Tepoch, Torah Dechsiv Ba'Emes, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Eis Lefnim Mishur Sadin. Since Torah is associated with the truth, therefore at that time, Hashem does not go beyond the letter of the law. However, din the lake sib be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eitz lefnim mishur sadin. Since judgment is not associated with the truth, therefore at that time Hashem does go beyond the letter of the law. The Gemara proceeds with four agadic statements of Rabbi Shu ben Levi that are alluded to in Yaim Meid Teref Be'egel Simen. Yaim, Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Ma'idich sib ha'shnoichi mitzavcha ha'yoyim la'asaisim. Ha'yoyim la'asaisim v'lei l'mochel la'asaisim. The mitzvahs are to be fulfilled only in this world, but the mitzvahs cannot be fulfilled in Olam Haba. And hayom la'asaisim v'lo hayom li'itn scharan. The reward for mitzvahs is not distributed in this world, only in Olam Haba. Meyid, Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, kol mitzvah she'isur la'asim b'olam hazeh, bo eisum me'idus eisum l'olam haba. All the mitzvahs that the Yidin fulfill in this world will vouch for them in the world to come. Teref, Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, kol mitzvah she'isur la'asim b'olam hazeh, bo eisum v'tarifus eisum la'ivdi kuchavim l'olam haba al p'nein. All the mitzvahs that the Yidin fulfill in this world will come and hit the non-Jews on their faces in the world to come, as the pasuk states, "Ushmartem ba'asisim ki chachmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim, neged ha'am le'nemer, ela le'enei ha'am." Egel, from Rabbi Shu ben Levi le'osei so le'se egel, elitin pischen pel le'bali tshuva. The Yidden made the golden calf merely to show that tshuva atones for one's sins. As the pasuk states, "Mi'itin v'hoi levavim ze lohem le'yiro isi kol ha'yam," as Rashi explains, "Ki bo'yim v'shlitim b'yitzim hayu." Alexeris melech ha'isa lishlik bam. The Yidden were able to control their temptations, but it was decreed from above that they give in to the Yitzhahara to teach the power of tshuva.